Yerushalayim. An overview of the city of Yerushalayim, its significance in the Rebbe's Torah, and his relentless call for its integrity. Presented in connection with the Rebbe's Kapitel this year, Tehillim 122. Yerushalayim. The very name invokes reverence and love in the Jewish heart. It is synonymous with holiness, with beauty, and is tied up in millennia of hope and aspirations. Millions have longed to get but a glimpse of the city. Those unable to reach it in life sought to do so in death. So central is this city to Yiddishkeit that its name is repeated over and over in Jewish prayer every single day. In Shmona Esrei we pray for the restoration of Hashem's Shechinah to Tzion. In Birchas HaMazon we ask for the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Its significance goes back to the beginning of time, when Hashem took soil from Har HaMoriah and used it to form the first human. It was the place where Avraham Avinu displayed his devotion to Hashem by binding his son Yitzchak as a sacrifice, where Yaakov Avinu dreamt of the ascending and descending angels and was told by Hashem of his place in creation and the destiny of his children. The sacred city was later transformed into a base of power, where David HaMelech set up his court. It was from there that he waged war against the enemies of Hashem and the Jewish people. Upon achieving peace and supremacy in the region, his son Shlomo HaMelech set out to complete the monumental task of building the home of Hashem on earth, a physical structure to contain a spiritual and unfathomable being. Shlomo expects the paradox in his explanation. Has Hashem indeed settled on earth? Behold, the heavens cannot contain you. Can it be that this house can? This paradox was especially clear in the placement of the Adin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which didn't take up any physical space, a violation of the most basic laws of physics. The supernatural phenomenon highlighted the uniquely sublime nature of the place, where nature was suspended to make a place for the divine. Another special quality of Yerushalayim is mentioned in Tehillim, Yerushalayim HaBanuya Ki'ir Shechubra LaYachdav. The Yerushalmi comments on this pasuk, Ir Shechubra LaYachdav, Ir She'isa Kol Yisrael Chavedim. Yerushalayim has the extraordinary ability to affect unity amongst the Jewish people. The Rebbe points out that this function of Yerushalayim has practical ramifications in the physical world regarding the consumption of karbonis and the trustworthiness of all Yidden in Yerushalayim regarding the Torah status of Trumas and Maisers. Another way to highlight this concept is the fact that Yerushalayim lo niskalka l'shvatim. It was not included in the division of land between the tribes, for every Jew has ownership of this holy city. Chabad in the Holy City. From already the early years of the Rebbe's Nesias, the Rebbe urged Chabad Neskanim in Eretz Yisrael to found a Chabad neighborhood in Yerushalayim. Led by Rebbe Azriel Zalik Slonim, this effort was initially hindered by bureaucratic obstacles and lack of initiative on part of many members of the committee dealing with this issue. The Rebbe expressed his frustration about the lack of progress in a letter to member of Knesset Zalman Shazar, later Israel's president, dated 22nd of Cheshbon, 5720 Tavshin Chaf. I must express my pain from the fact that Shun Chabad in Yerushalayim has not yet begun even the first stages of construction. Later that year in 5720, the 200th anniversary of the Baal Shem Tov's passing, the cornerstone was finally laid. The Rebbe spent a special letter of bracha to the project's Vad, dated 9th of Adar. The Rebbe also gave special instructions regarding the laying of the cornerstone, including that it be done by children, Tineke Shel Beis Rabban. In the following days, the Rebbe asked for detailed reports of the Hanochas Evan HaPina. On 4th of Sivan, the Rebbe sent out a telegram to Rabbi Slonim urging him to, at the very least, begin the construction within the Yemei Tashlum of Shavuos. On 12th of Sivan, the Rebbe held a special surprise for Rabbeinu, a rare occurrence in those days. Among the reasons for it, the Rebbe mentioned that there was a desire that before Shavuos, construction should begin on a new Chabad neighborhood in Yerushalayim. However, as in all positive things, there were several obstacles to this project. I have now been notified that it was done within the Yemei Tashlum, which have the same status as that of Shavuos. Over the course of that summer, the Rebbe sent several telegrams to Rabbi Slonim asking him about progress. The spiritual gravity the Rebbe placed on this matter was on full display in an astonishing telegram from 28th of Av. Telegram to me the state of construction. It is necessary for opinion at the oil on Erev Rish Chedesh HaRachamim. Rabbi Slonim received the telegram a day later and immediately responded that the foundation has been poured. Several days later, on 17th of Elul, the Rebbe sent another letter requesting an update. no later than the following Erev Shabbos Kedesh, and again for the first day of Sluchas. Since then, too, a pidyon will be read by the Eil. The new neighborhood was located in a sparsely populated area, very close to the Jordanian border. In those days, there were numerous terrorist infiltrations from Jordan and occasional artillery shelling. In Chiddus, Rabbi Slonim brought this concern to the Rebbe, mentioning that many Lubavitchers were reluctant to commit to the project because of its proximity to the Jordanian border. The Rebbe smiled and said, "When you build the neighborhood there, it will require the border to move forward within a short amount of time." This remarkable prediction was soon realized with the victory in the Six-Day War some 7 years later, when Israeli forces reunited Yerushalayim and pushed the Jordanian army past the Jordan River. The project progressed throughout the 5720s Tafshin Chafs, and the Rebbe continued to encourage Rabbi Slonim in letters and telegrams. On Shavuos 5722 Tafshin Chaf Beis, the Rebbe publicly praised Rabbi Slonim for his tireless efforts. He decided to build in Yerushalayim Ira Kedesh, although he was lacking funds and is not a businessman, etc. And because of this, many people laughed at him, saying that he will certainly not succeed. Nevertheless, in a short time, he succeeded in constructing buildings, residences, a shul, and a base medrash, which are already standing and will certainly add. After the Six-Day War. After the Six-Day War and the liberation of the Old City, its Arab inhabitants constituted the overwhelming majority. The Rebbe wanted to change this and restore the Jewish character of the Old City, but was met with fierce resistance. In Yechidus with the Israeli reporter Hillel Zeidman, the journalist told the Rebbe that Israel's president, Zalman Shazar, was requesting the Rebbe encourage Chassidim to populate the Old City and restore its Jewish character. The Rebbe responded that he was prepared to do so, but that they, the current government, are looking for ways to keep the Old Quarter Arab. It is obvious that no government can compromise on Yerushalayim, but they are seeking a way that Yerushalayim should formally be in Jewish hands, but not practically preserve the status quo, and that no Jews should dwell there. If Lubavitch had a lot of money, we would risk it, but we do not, and it is unwise to invest money in a suffix, questionable situation. The Rebbe spoke publicly many times against the idea of giving back any part of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shir Yeshiv Cohen was deputy mayor of Yerushalayim at the time, and would discuss many issues related to the city in Yechidus. When the notion of splitting Yerushalayim between Jews and Arabs arose after the war, the Rebbe told him and strenuously object to it. The Rebbe told him that Yerushalayim is the heart of Am Yisrael. Har HaBayis, the site of the Beis HaMikdash, is the head of Am Yisrael, and a body cannot exist without its head and its heart. Tzemach Tzedek Shul. Yerushalayim is main Chabad Shul. Tzemach Tzedek was founded in 5618, Tofresh Yudches, by a group of Lubavitcher Chassidim. Although Chassidim had lived in the city for many years prior, they had not had their own shul. This project was funded by a generous grant from the Sasson family of India and a loan from the renowned Jewish philanthropist Sir Moses Montefiore. During World War II, as the Jewish population in the Old City dwindled and there were no regular minyanim in Tzemach Tzedek Shul, the Friedrich Rebbe wrote a letter to the Chassidim in Eretz Yisrael requesting that they hire a minyan of people to daven there regularly. In 5708, Tafshin Ches, as Jordanian legions conquered the Old City, they destroyed many ancient and historic shuls, including the famed Churva Shul. The only shul to remain standing was the Tzemach Tzedek Shul. Immediately after the Six-Day War, with the Old City once again in Jewish hands, the Rebbe instructed Rabbi Slonim to start Minyanim there right away. Even though the shul was in disrepair, having been used as a goat pen in the interim, and notwithstanding the unsafe conditions in the city, which had no Jewish inhabitants at the time, Rabbi Slonim immediately began arranging rides for Chassidim to come daven there three times a day. With all the bureaucratic hurdles in ensuring the ownership of the shul, Chassidim failed to ensure that a general character of the shul should follow the spirit of Chassidus Chabad. The Rebbe was greatly pained by this and wrote to leading Chassidim in Yerushalayim to work on restoring the shul's Chabad character. A meeting of Askanim was called and a plan was set in motion to rectify the situation. A Chabad Gabbai, Rebbe Yeshua Yoshevitz, was appointed. Every Chassid in Yerushalayim committed to coming to the shul at least once every 2 weeks. This way, the atmosphere of the shul would indeed change for the better. On Shabbos Bereishis 5729, Tafshin Chav Tes, Chassidim from across the country gathered in the home of Rebbe Israel Zelig Slonim, from which they marched together to the shul with joyful singing. one of the chassidim went up to the Amun and began to daven in the Chabad way. As a newly appointed Gabbai called up the Olam at the time of Kriyas HaTorah, the status of Tzemach Tzedek Shul as a Chabad institution was firmly reestablished. The Rebbe saw great significance in the Shul and viewed it as property of the Rebbeim and their chassidim. This came up in a property dispute with tenants on the first floor who claimed the property as their own, having bought it from the government. Reclaiming the property from this family was a very complex process. The Rebbe was adamant that this property must be returned to its rightful owners, Chassidi Chabad, in its entirety, saying, "Thus is mine chelek v'nachal, this is my portion and inheritance." The devoted Chassid, Rebbe Avram Parshan, heard this and decided to act. He flew to Eretz Yisrael from his home in Canada and negotiated with his family, ultimately granting them his own home in the Old City, directly across from the Kaisel, in exchange for vacating the premises of the Shul. Thus, the issue was resolved peacefully. The Chabad Neighborhood. On the fifth night of Chanukah, 5740, Tavshin Mem, the Rebbe launched a new project, referring to it as a wild idea, to build a Chabad city in Yerushalayim. After a year of correspondence and discussion between the Rebbe, the Chabad activists, and the relevant offices, the Rebbe shelved it for the time being, writing that they are either unable or unwilling to pull it through. On the 13th of Nisan, 5747, Tavshin Mem Zayin, the Rebbe relaunched this effort for the immigrants who would very soon come from the Soviet Union, which ultimately resulted in the Shamir settlements in Yerushalayim. The Holiness of the City. The Rebbe's reverence for the city of Yerushalayim can also be seen in his adamant stance on the issue of building secular and cultural institutions within the city. An instance of this can be seen in the correspondence of the Rebbe with the famed Jewish sculptor Jacques Lipschitz. In 5720 Tavshin Chaf, the new Israel Museum was set to host a sculpture garden in Yerushalayim. This effort was opposed by many firm groups in Eretz Yisrael and around the world. Mr. Lipschitz wrote to the Rebbe requesting that he settle the issue with a public endorsement. The Rebbe sent a lengthy response in which he detailed his opposition to the project, writing that a sculpture park in Jerusalem is quite incongruous with the character of the holy city, which has a tradition of holiness not only for Jews but also for Gentiles for a period of the past 4,000 years. It has always been the symbol of monotheism, free from the graven images of any form. You surely know as anyone else how much blood was shed by Jews for the preservation of the sacred status of the city when the Romans tried to make it Aelia Capitolina, a pagan city founded by the Romans on the ruins of Yerushalayim. Lipschitz responded with a letter in which he claimed that our bad memories of the Romans should not overshadow our responsibility to fulfill the prediction of Yeshaya that Torah will emerge from Zion. Lipschitz claimed that the Torah includes not only halacha, but knowledge, light, and progress, meaning that displaying cultural and art was part of the Jewish people's mandate and the purpose of Yerushalayim. The Rebbe responded by saying that he had brought up the Roman attempt to paganize Yerushalayim to underscore that the Roman Empire knew well that the most deadly blow it could deal to the Jewish people was to convert Jerusalem into a city of idols. In a later letter, the Rebbe added that, "I sincerely hope that eventually you will also come to agree with the opinions which I have cited, and which strongly opposed the idea of a garden sculptures in Jerusalem." Uniting all the Jewish people. One of the most demonstrative projects that the Rebbe connected with the city of Yerushalayim is the Sefer Yaldei Yisrael, the special Sefer Torah containing letters owned by each and every Jewish child across the globe, which the Rebbe insisted must be written within the city walls of Yerushalayim. Eretz Yisrael is singled out from all other lands, the Rebbe explained, thereby signifying the idea of Achdus. However, within the land itself, the most unifying city is Yerushalayim, Ir Shechubel Le'Yachdav. Indeed, 9 Sefer Torah have since been written within the city walls, uniting Jewish children and by extension, all of Am Yisrael through this special project. The Rebbe once explained that by having the Sefer Torah written specifically in the walls of Yerushalayim, we ensure that the protective walls around our faith remain intact in the spirit of Yerushalayim, Yerushalim, complete and wholesome fear of heaven. This will in turn lead to the rebuilding and completion of the holy city walls speedily in our days.